Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 30th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Understanding UL-Approved Labels, a Complete Guide to Certification. UL labels are more than just packaging. They signify that a product has passed rigorous safety tests. Underwriters Laboratories, UL, provides this certification, ensuring products meet high safety standards. The presence of an authentic UL label is crucial, with key identifiers like the UL logo in a circle, unique product identifiers, issue and control numbers, and holographic elements. UL certification is not just about compliance. It offers competitive benefits and potential savings on insurance premiums. UL certification spans various industries, from electrical appliances to healthcare devices, ensuring safety and reliability. Manufacturers must adhere to over 1,000 safety standards, promoting innovation while safeguarding public interest. Only UL-authorized label suppliers can print UL labels, meeting strict durability and compliance standards. Datagraphics is a UL Solutions authorized label supplier, ready to provide UL-recognized and certified labels that meet UL standards.
Mining News Breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp. OTQF publishes 2024 ESG report, highlighting transition to multi-asset gold producer. G Mining Ventures Corp. recently published its 2024 Environmental, Social, and Governance report, showcasing its shift to a multi-asset gold producer. The report emphasizes the company's move from developer to operator, focusing on environmental stewardship, economic growth, and governance at the Tocantinzinho gold mine in Brazil. CEO Louis-Pierre Gignac highlighted GMIN's commitment to responsible growth and stakeholder value. The company is also integrating ESG practices at the Oko West project in Guyana and the Gurupi project in Brazil. G Mining Ventures Corp. aims to become a mid-tier precious metals producer by leveraging its capital access and development expertise.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.